One man convinced that there's quite a lot for inspectors to find in Iraq is Ehud Barak. Barak is the former Israeli prime minister. He's in Las Vegas this week leading an international conference on bioterrorism and discussing his own experience in dealing with the threat of bioterrorism as a political leader. Ehud Barak says Saddam Hussein's regime is in possession of anthrax spores and botulism, and he says that while he's not 100% certain, he suspects Iraq has smallpox too.
We have enough intelligence, hard evidence to know for sure that he carries on with these projects, including mobile kind of labs for some activities that has to do with the biological production of weapons in order to be able to hide it on a permanent way under inspection regime.
But are the inspectors, say, and are governments like yours or the U.S. government making intelligent inferences, or do they have a factual, hard intelligence basis? I wonder if you can assure people that there is such intelligence information and that it's reliable and it's not just inference that we're making.
There is clearly a hard evidence intelligence in the hands of at least four or five leading intelligence communities in the free world that shows clearly that Saddam Hussein is dealing with the kind of materials that I've mentioned, and maybe he is doing more than we know, but clearly not less than we know for sure. In fact, what we do not have a direct hard evidence is of his relationship with the biological weapons to the terror activities, but we assume, bearing in mind his patterns of behavior in the last 20 years, that this is an area that he tries to hide.
I'd just like you to talk to us for a moment as a former general. The point of weapons of mass destruction, usually that means nuclear weapons, is generally thought of as being a kind of deterrence. And for weapons to have a deterrent effect, one's potential enemy or one's rival in the world has to know that they exist. They have to be aware that there is such a threat. Israel has never said plainly, we have nuclear weapons, but everyone in the world knows that they either have them or are a couple of days from having them, and therefore it deters something. What's the point of Saddam Hussein's arsenal of biological or chemical weapons if they don't deter and if he denies that they exist?
With a guy like Saddam Hussein, who is shrewd, determined, manipulative but not a collected personality, you cannot assume this stability and predictable decision-making processes. So it's a totally different ballgame with a different level of threat that stems out from the unpredictability and instability. With biological weapons, the only reason that he denies is the fact that the whole world seems to be ready to act if he has ones. So he had a very complicated calculation to make, but he's a master of deception. I would not underestimate him, and it's going to be a very tough job for Mr. Blix and Mr. Badawi.
Mr. Barak, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Ehud Barak, who's the former Prime Minister of Israel, spoke to us from Las Vegas, where he is the keynote speaker at an international conference on bioterrorism.